It's the worst showing.
Yeah, okay, so first question we're dealing with here is, again, the Gemara Lam Beis Amud Aleph. Is why is it that it seems that if a father, according to the position who holds that your chayev kibud avayim is Michel Ben, that the son is chayev to sponsor the father's food, so apparently he only has to give him midabaininus. He only has to give him midabaininus, a regular amount, regular food. But if the father's an ani and he has more needs than just midabaininus, he needs sushi. So then, in terms of tztaka, his needs, demachzor, whatever, tztaka, whatever he needs. So that you could give, and that extra, the different discrepancy between the medium and the extra, and the sushi, could count towards tztaka. But the question is, why is it that, why don't you say, that the mitzvah is to give him his needs? And if he needs a lot, he needs sushi, then fine. Why is it that in kibud avayim it's limited to midabaininus? Okay, so I have an interesting answer here. The answer is like this. Is okay. So there's a difference in the midst of kibud avayim and the midst of tztaka. See, by tztaka, let's say you say a guy's an usher. Let's say he's a millionaire. And then he goes broke. You know? So I'm a chayiv. So basically, the chayiv of tztaka is to give him back his millions, right? That's the midst of tztaka, right? You know, am I chayiv to give him back $1 million? I mean, I don't have $1 million. Or if I do, I just have to give Meiser, right? I mean, how much do I have to give? I have, let's say I have $2 million. Am I chayiv to give him 50% of my assets to make him back to be an usher? No, I'm not. But the Mrs. De Machzaro, I have to give him his needs, right? So what's the answer to that? Yeah. I mean, it would seem to be, is that, no, obviously I don't have to give a guy $1 million. It doesn't mean my chayiv of tztaka is to give him De Machzaro. My chayiv of tztaka is to give Meiser, to give 10% or whatever. And the only thing is, the question is that the klal is mechuyav to restore aniyim, to remove aniyim. And the way that's mechuyav is through the entire klal chipping in and whatever, giving. Now, how much does the klal have to give? How much do they devote towards each guy? So if a guy's an usher, his needs are basically $1 million, and therefore the klal is going to have to give $1 million. But there's no chiv on me to give him $1 million. The $1 million is just the definition of what it will take to take care of his shame asher. He's an ani, and the question is, I might have said asher instead of ani, whatever. And the question is, what does it take to remove his shame ani? So he's an ani, and the way you remedy the shame ani is $1 million. But it's not a din in my mitzvah. It's a din in Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, the ears mitzvah, whatever, to remove his shame ani. If you used to be a millionaire and now you're ani, so you have to give $1 million. But my mitzvah is fixed, 10%. Whatever, it depends. If you're under mida tova, it's 20%. It's less 5%. You know what I mean? But that's what fixes my mitzvah. There's all kinds of halachas. My mitzvah. There's peya. There's leket shechah peya. I mean, the mitzvah of tztaka. There's no halacha that I have to give the guy up until his needs. I have to give him what I can afford in terms of my tztaka. You with me? But in kibud avayim, I really have to give the father the needs. Right? I can't just say go to the next guy. Let's say I'm an only son or an only child, right? I mean, the mitzvah is really for me to give him his needs, right? So there's a difference right away there. Right? You see a difference? Okay, now and I'll show why that makes a difference. Okay, why that difference makes a difference. Because, see, in a mitzvah, you can't have... The mitzvah has to have a form. Has to have a form to it. So what's the form of kibud avayim? What do you have to do? You can't have an open-ended thing. Give him whatever he needs. He needs sushi, he needs fancy sushi, he needs super fancy sushi, he needs $1 million sushi. He can't, the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? So the mitzvah has to be like a well-defined type of a thing. It can't be like just whatever need the father is going to come up with or whatever he needs. It's a mitzvah, what's the Torah mechayev of a person? Torah is mechayev of a person in a certain mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to give him a certain kind of certain needs, and Torah fixes the tzura and midabaininus. As the mitzvah is fixed. The mitzvah doesn't vary. The mitzvah again doesn't vary from person to person. The mitzvah of giving him his needs, giving him food, sustaining the father is a normal sustenance. It's not the mitzvah isn't like a floating mitzvah that just goes, because being that it's a tzuras mitzvah, it's mechayev you, it's not mechayev you an endless thing, whatever he wants. Because it's hard to be mechayev a person to do that kind of a thing. So the Torah didn't do that. The Torah fixed the universal mechayev for everybody, which is, you chayev to add your parents' basic needs, a certain idea of midabaininus, basic needs, basic human needs. That's what you chayev to do. And the Torah was never mechayev. Maybe it could have been, but you could see why it wouldn't be a good idea to be mechayev a guy and to make another, give another guy all kinds of wealth. You know, it's a tough strain to put on a person to have to do that. The Torah was never mechayev that. But by tzedakah, it didn't do that. See, if if it were the case that you personally have to give him day machzoro, then you're right. Then Echlami, you'd have the same problem. But that's not what it's saying. It's just saying he's an ani, and to remove his shem anias, you have to do day machzoro. Now you'll say, but I can't afford that. You're right. You're not chayiv to give his needs. You're chayiv to give 10%. It's just that the klal has to remedy the shem anis. So that's just saying is, what is this shem ani and how is it remedied? And that's the responsibility of the klal to do it. You know what I mean? So it's a different kind of a discussion. In staka, it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really to give each person 10%. But then there's an idea of, well, let's say I have my 10%. How much should I give this guy? Should I give him over, above, and beyond? I have a lot of money. Let's say my 10% is $10 million. Should I give $1 million to this guy? Maybe I shouldn't give it. So the De Machzoro is saying, yeah, you should. You should devote $1 million to the guy. Not more, not less. That's how much should be devoted to that guy. But it's not saying, it's not defining how much my mitzvah is, because my mitzvah doesn't vary like that. It's just defining the shemani. But the father, it's not just defining shemani, it's defining the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be a fixed thing. You know what I mean? So the phenomenon of an ani is based upon his needs. But the mitzvah of kibud av va'im has to be fixed. The mitzvah is a mitzvah, so the source of mitzvah has to be fixed. It can't just be dependent variable based on his needs. So now the next question is Hadafa. So the Gemara wants to say that if, again, let's just recap here. So you have this statement of the Braisa. The Braisa basically says that you could give your father Maisani. Okay? You give your father Maisani. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you're allowed to, Tavo Meira. Curse should come upon a person who does that. Okay? Curse should come upon a person who does that. Okay? Fine. Now, the question is, what's the case? How could you be Father Maisani? How are you allowed to do that? Because on the surface, you'd say, if you say Michel Ben, right, you have to give him Kibra Vahim. So it says, no, it's for the Hadafa. Even though you have to give him money, but it's the extra, that discrepancy. So the one who says Michel Ben is going to say that it means you're giving him the discrepancy. The Shita who holds that really you don't have to give him any money is going to say that it's talking about you're allowed to give him the whole thing from Maisrani. Right? Because really not chayav to give him any money until he's given it. So the whole thing is Maisrani. And then Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you can't, it's Tavo Meira, it's a curse. It's a curse for coming on you. So the Gemara says that if it were the case that you're giving him the whole thing from Maisrani, then I can understand why it's Ila Be'milsa, why it's not proper. Even though really technically you could do it, I understand why it's not proper to give your father Maisrani. That I can understand. But if you're going to tell me that really you're giving the father his needs, me the beinanis, from Kibbut Avayim, and then it's just the extra, the hadafa that you're doing from Tzedaka, Maisrani, so then the Gemara is saying, what's the big deal? Who cares? Right? Why should that be a problem? And the Gemara answers, no. That's also Zila Be'Melsa. Even that is Zila Be'Melsa. Even that is improper. Is a Zilzol or whatever, right? The question is, what's this whole idea of Zila Be'Melsa in the first place? What's the problem? If you tell me you're allowed to give Maisrani, so what do you mean? It's a Tavo Meira, a curse should come. Why should a curse come? What kind of thing is that? And then, assuming you understand that, then why would I think it's more likely that would take place if you give him the whole thing versus if you give him half? I mean, what's the difference? What's happening in Laskana? Right? Good. So, Morris and Ben are saying, good, that it means, really, here the whole thing is just to keep it avayim. And it's true, technically, keep it avayim is only mechayiv you to give him the food. Right? It's only mechayiv you to give him the food. But the thing is, when you give him Maiser Ani, it's like you're basically treating him like he's the ani. You know what I mean? Like he's the needy guy and you're the supplier. Like that's like to render him an ani. See, ani is a lowly position. And it's like a sort of chal shame. It's like a lowly chal shame in the person. And for you to give him Maiser Ani, even though technically speaking, look, he's an ani, and you're not chayiv to give him his needs. You're not chayiv to pay for his needs. So therefore, technically, what's wrong? Technically, you're right. But it's just not right. That's Tom Eira. It's like Zilo Be'Melsa. It's not right. It lacks in kavod to do it. It lacks in kavod. It's not appropriate for a person to do that. It's better off a person should do is give his father the money in terms of kavod, as a kiyum in kavod, and use it stuck on someone else. But I don't think it's saying he should let his father starve. I don't think that's what he should do. I don't think he should just give his money and let his father starve. So, I mean, better to do that than to... Certainly, if you only have that amount of money, and you really can't afford it, so what do you do? Let your father starve and then just give your aniyam to get stuck at someone else? I don't think that's the thing to do. I think it's saying the best thing to do is to give your own a ma'aser to someone else and use other money for your father. Don't do it b'torah stakha. Do it b'torah kibur avayim. It's a kiyam. You're not chayiv to use your money, but it's a kiyam to use your money. It's kibur avayim. So the saying is, but by doing it and counting it as your ma'aser ani, so then you're defining him as Dani. You're defining him as Dani. That's Ila Bei Melsa. Yeah. So assuming this is correct, so now what do we have to explain? All right, so now what we have to do is, so assuming that explanation is correct, so now the question is, so why is it easier to understand why it's Ila Bei Melsa if you're giving him the whole thing as your Maisa Ani versus if you're just giving him the Hadafah? Like the Gemara is like, the second it says Hadafah, they're going to say, whoa, hold on a second, then I don't understand this thing. Why can't you give him the Hadafah? But what's the difference? I mean, what is the difference? Who really cares? Either way, you give him the Maaser Ani. So here's one thing about the Hadafah. The Hadafah, the question is, what's the Zila Bei Melsa? What is the disgrace here? So you could say that there's a certain kind of like a relationship. Like if there's like the Ani Asher. But when I give my dad, there's like a financial relationship between the two. I'm the Asher, he's the Ani. Like if the father, for instance, if the son gives him all his staka, you know what I mean? He gives him all the money, he gives him is all but our staka. So then basically, he does cover and all that, but financially, he's like his supporter. You know what I mean? I'm the, you know, the kid is the... the Ani, the Asher guy, and he's the father is the kid's charity case, you know? So then, that characterizes the financial relationship between the two. If he gives him all the tzedakah, then it characterizes the financial relationship between them is that he is his charity case. And the father is the son's basically just doing, he relates to him like an Ani. He's just an Ani, just doing like an Ani. Okay, and that undermines the nature of the relationship because basically he's Zani. But if the father, the son gives the father from a lot of money or mid abandonment worth of food, just b'toras kavod, so that you can't say he relates to him as like his charity case. You see, he respects the father greatly, and because of this respect, he's really giving him a lot of money to take care of all his needs, his basic needs. You know, then he's just doing the extras he's doing, he's taking out of his Ani account. But that doesn't characterize the relationship, you know what I mean? There's an idea of if basically I give him whatever X amount of money, and it's all b'toras tztaka, so that then the financial relationship has the character of Ani Asher, and that takes away, now the father-son views him in a different kind of a way, because he's the Ani, he's the Asher. But if he gives him money, the baseline money he gives him is really all because of the greatness of the father, because the father is the greatness and is kavod to the father, then the particular little bit that he adds on, or whatever amount it is that he adds on, doesn't characterize the relationship, the financial relationship, because the financial relationship is grounded in kavod, really. It's really grounded in kavod. So now it's just, there's extra. So I did the kavod, but now there's extras. I can't afford that, whatever, and I'm chayv to do that. So the extras, I top it off. So he's saying, well, what's wrong with that? So what's wrong is if you're telling me that I basically just relate to him as a charity case. I use my money, I just throw it around. That's Dani, he's Dani. You know what I mean? That's Dani. But the maskama is that there's a zilzal isn't only if the relationship is characterized as one of like Ani Asher, but the action of giving him staka itself, in that action itself, he's relegated to an Ani, and I'm the Asher. The problem isn't only if the relationship is characterized as Ani Asher, that's not the only Zil Bei Milsa, but simply it's a Zil Bei Milsa to do an action which pits him as the Ani and you as the Asher. You know what I mean? So even though the relationship
overall our relationship is one of kavod, but simply the action of taking any cent from my tzedakah account and giving it to him is action which places him in that role, and that's also sealed. Also, the extent, even extent, it doesn't only apply when it's going to really characterize the relationship that he is an ani, but it's even going to affect an action. An action which has that characteristic is also sealed in also. As it's showing you the extent of rebuting, that also will impede your ma'aser, your relationship to your father. That also will impede your relationship to your father, that you keep it off. Not only will impede you keep it off if he in your mind is the ani, but simply if you do an action which makes him the ani, which insofar as his action is concerned, even though in the greater relationship at a large, it's really a relationship of kavod, and financially it's kavod, you give it, you know. But still, insofar that action itself is a contradiction to you, to the kavod. And that's the Zil Ben Masa. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll do this. I guess that'll do this. So we'll try to do it next time is this Tosus, the Machalei Liyakrei. The Machalei Liyakrei, that's the thing, is like, the question is, like, is Mochel him? Before he tested him, he was Mochel his Kava. So there's that Tosus. Also, look at the Ritva on that. There's a Ritva, and maybe look at that Gemara there. Because the Gemara says, I need kapara if you try to do an Nisr and you end up not doing it. The question is, what's that idea? Define that idea first. I think we need to define that idea. So look at that Gemara, so you see it's a new Mapa Alpha and Base, and the Ritva is on the Ritva. Okay? Good.